It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had one bite of that pumpernickel bagel. And then I had to open the door of their Oldsmobile station wagon and get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
What about because I don't like rye bread. It wasn't anything with their bagels necessarily. I just didn't know what pumpernickel was. Oh, that sounds like a funny name. I'll try that one.
What about a bagel with a little egg and bacon in betwixt? In between.
What? What happened?
I don't know.
Your voice went weird.
I was right between.
You
in between
betwixt.
And in betwixt.
What?
In between.
He sounded like the guy who's running the press conferences in the ALCS.
Okay, right up here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, e-brake time. And it is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We'll give you the candidates, three of them. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Okay, so they're having a conversation on why today doesn't suck. By the way, that is a real hot zone for e-brakes, isn't it? That why today doesn't suck. And they were talking about freebasing because they brought up Richard Pryor, I do believe. And Bob had a real stop down on some sort of bizarre freebasing reference.
Sage advice.
I guess I don't even really know. Is that just like smoking it?
Freebasing?
Yeah.
Like you,
Lando?
You hold the little lighter under the thing, right?
Lando.
Under the foil? Yeah,
foil. Yeah,
you don't need to enhance it.
Or do you, I don't know. I'm getting confused.
The spoon? Are you spooning it?
The little glass pipe.
All right.
Isn't that what Three Dog Night used to do?
What?
I feel like Three Dog Night would engage in freebasing, but I don't really know.
Three Dog Night?
I don't know what that is.
The band?
Is this a... I thought this is a reference to a song or something of theirs.
No, I don't know any Three Dog Night.
Is this Jeremiah was a Bullfrog?
You have to explain yourself.
Danny Parkour?
My only experience with freebasing lingo was a teacher who was obsessed with Three Dog Night, and I feel like he linked them together, but I'm probably making that up.
And all of us knew that. Wait, what? What? Freebasing wasn't even invented when Three Dog Night was like...
When was it invented?
In like the 80s.
Let me look up when freebasing was invented.
History of freebasing.
So because a teacher said that to Bob years ago, he thought... Three Dog Night had some sort of association with
Dog Night and freebasing.
That is truly a comment out of left field.
Wow. It is, and he jumped in there like he really had something, too. Like, oh, yeah, Three Dog Night. I was like, what? Just playing up until that point where Bob makes the entry there.
I guess
I don't even really know. Is that just like smoking it?
Freebasing? Yeah. Like you,
Lando?
You hold the little lighter under the thing, right?
Lando.
Under the foil? Yeah,
foil.
Yeah, you don't need to enhance it.
Or do you, I don't know. I'm getting confused.
The spoon? Are you spooning it?
The little pipe. The little glass pipe.
All right.
Isn't that what Three Dog Night used to do?
What?
What?
They all said the same thing. Poor Bob, just left out there on that Three Dog Night island. That's Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two, also from the Hardline, it's Dave. Very high-volume shooter. Been a big player here in 2025. They were talking about Madea, the production, not the restaurant. And Dave had a really tough time with the pronunciation, or is it the pronunciation? But you get the idea here as Dave really struggles.
As it is the 20th anniversary this year of...
Soul Plane?
No.
That's...
Madea.
Oh, even better.
I think it's Madea. Yeah.
Is it Madea?
Yeah.
Okay, so Madea. And to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Madea, Tyler Perry is releasing the 13th Madea movie on Netflix on July 11th called Madea's Destination Wedding.
Still Madea.
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 Madea. You're so white, dude.
I know. And I just you just corrected me, and I just said it correctly, and then I immediately said it incorrectly the next time.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, though, for that and Rowdy Tellez jokes.
Madea?
Madea.
Yeah.
Madea.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this movie...
Nailed it.
Madea's nephew...
Why is it so hard?
He's fading back to Madea.
Madea's nephew's daughter is engaged to a rapper she met on a yacht, and the wedding is in 2 weeks in the Bahamas. I thought that we wanted to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Madea.
Madea.
Good God.
Net worth
no,
on Tyler
No, you just
Perry?
Changed it back.
No, it's Madea. It's always been Madea.
What?
What is wrong?
Are you
You're
high?
Wrong, Dave.
Just yelled at me.
I know. He's thinking belligerence is the way out of this mess.
Over Madea.
Boy, that's something. We all have our blind spots, but then he thought they were tricking him when they said the same thing, Madea. Well, you changed it. No. You said something different there. All right, there's Dave and Madea as candidate number two. Candidate number three, and while I was in Ireland, I did tune in occasionally, and I heard when you had the T-Box on and you deconstructed some of Johnny E-Brakes, I thought that was great. He's back again.
Again.
He is back again.
Amazing.
Having a hard time thinking of the name of this tournament.
You have the U.S. Open next week.
Yeah.
I'll be dialed in. Just look, I'm dialed in because it's a major. Dialed in because Scotty's hot as a pistol. And he's local and clearly one of my favorite golfers. Dialed in because of the reports about that course.
Yeah.
And then the next week, we don't get a break because the KPMG... PGA, KPG, KPMG,
Women's PGA, PGA Championship.
Championship
yeah.
is Stop it, Kern. Stop it.
Stop it.
Is next week, and it's here.
Gosh.
250,000.
I love on that show how Eli and Rick are just constantly coming up behind Craig and cleaning things up.
Right. Yeah.
Just tidying things up.
Mm-hmm. Another cleanup on aisle two is the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. That's what we were trying to get to.
Yes.
We once had a KPMG, KMPG, KPMG, whichever one it is. We once had one of their corporate songs. Do you remember that? They had like a really generic corporate song.
Oh,
it was
we were
so bad.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in an era
that.
When companies thought that they had to have these big, swelling, patriotic songs about their own company.
We need to find that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right. So those are your three candidates. Is it Bob? Is it Dave? Or is it Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the
E-Brake? Hey, boys. How we doing? It's Coach O. Yep. Got a request real quick before I make my vote, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Wanted to know, since it's training camp season, if you guys can maybe deconstruct that turbo sweep you guys run. I'd like to maybe start coaching that. But other than that, I think I'm going to go ahead and vote for Bob. Bob is due for one. He's had a hell of a run. And, okay.
Thank you, Coach O.
Thank you, Coach O. And, yeah, we'll show you how we run the turbo sweep someday. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Guess they're not listening. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Brake?
So, Madea was freebasing at the Women's Golf Championship while listening to Three Dog Night. I'm going to vote for Bob.
Okay, thanks. That kind of sounded like Bobby Knight a little bit. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, morning, users.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Closet.
Closet?
The brother of Cooper, the new Maverick.
Okay.
Okay, I think I know where he's going. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Very 1996 ticket, but thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I love a Bob Frog. Is that a good free night song?
Three Dog Night song.
Thank you, thank you. Not bad. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Musies. It's Ashley, and I love to vote for Bob.
Okay. What are you up to this summer?
Nothing much. Just been at home, really.
Yeah. Boy, kids burn a lot of hours during the summertime, don't they? Just doing nothing.
How much time are you spending on your phone?
Quite a lot. I got a pool tournament tomorrow.
You got what?
A pool tournament tomorrow.
What?
A pool tournament?
You have a pool
a
table?
A pool tournament.
Oh, a pool tournament.
A pool tournament.
Oh, okay. Pool tournament. Okay,
well,
I didn't know.
Good luck. Good
like
luck.
Like billiards, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. I didn't know you played. You know, Monty's a huge billiard guy.
Yeah, I know Monty's a player, too. Monty's my bestie.
He's really good.
Okay. Have a good summer.
All right. See
you. Have a good summer.
Great talk.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, sir. Hey, George, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, good. Hey, I'd like to vote for Dave. And, hey, George, I love listening to your laugh, man. You literally have the best laugh on the ticket. Thank you all so much for taking my call.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Thank you for calling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You guys still talking constant level lakes?
Well, not really.
That is a 29-year-old callback.
Listen, Craig, is Craig there?
Yes. He's right here.
Craig, this is Sammy Squoyle. I got a bone to pick with you. You took out one of my cousins with your dual-line Combrex 88 Daisy, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, not exactly. Sorry about that.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer, Thomas J. Henry, anyway.
Okay.
I'll hang up and listen, and we'll talk to Bob for the vote.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a win for Three Dog Bob.
I guess I don't even really know. Is that just like smoking it?
Freebasing?
Yeah.
Like you,
Lando?
You hold the little lighter under the thing, right?
Lando.
Under the foil?
Yeah,
you don't need to enhance grab it.
Or do you, I don't know. I'm okay. Getting confused.
The spoon? Are you spooning it?
The little glass pipe.
All right.
Isn't that what Three Dog Night used to do?
What?
I feel like Three Dog Night would engage in freebasing, but I don't really know.
Three Dog Night?
I don't know what that is.
The band?
Is this a, I thought this is a reference to a song or something of theirs.
No, I don't know any Three Dog Night.
Is this Jeremiah was a Bullfrog?
You have to explain yourself.
Danny Parkour?
My only experience with freebasing lingo was a teacher who was obsessed with Three Dog Night, and I feel like he linked them together, but I'm probably making that up.
And all of us knew that. Wait, what? Freebasing wasn't even invented when Three Dog Night was like...
When was it invented?
In like the 80s.
Let me look up when freebasing was invented.
History of freebasing.
I love Monty's Danny Farquhar comment.
Just amazing there for Bob that... They were supposed to know that reference of a teacher that he had 30, 40 years ago talking about that.
And there's a great Bob drop in there. My only experience with freebasing. He just cut it off right there.
Oh, man. How many wins is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 47th e-break win. He is now 92 behind the all-time leader Norman I Invented Freebasing Hitzkus.
Man, he's had quite a year, that Bob. Way to go.